Today, March Madness tipped off with the men's NCAA basketball tournament. I'm going to stick with the big-name programs, Mark, like North Carolina and Kansas.
I'm definitely, you know, going with the Porcupine and the Bison.
Okay, so you mean you pick the teams based on the mascot?
Oh, no, I'm talking about March Mammal Madness. It's a bracket going on right now that imagines what would happen if two mammals fought. You know, elephants, shrew versus giant anteater, that sort of thing. It was organized, can you imagine that?
I can't imagine the two of us going out. We're two mammals.
That wouldn't be good. It was organized by Katie Hind with the Center of Evolution and Medicine at ASU, as well as a few other researchers.
So we, the organizers, have our version of a selection Sunday, and we've already picked out all of the species, and we do research on them. So we know about their body mass, we know about their weaponry, we know about their armor, and then we discuss what we think would happen. It's very, very nerdy.
So what are some of the divisions here?
Well, you've got your mighty giants, for example, which includes the giant forest hog and large tree shrew. All in all, 64 mammals competing to get to what they call the final roar.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to add that giant forest hog to my final roar.
Steve, that could actually be risky. Hind says sometimes there are upsets. They do all this research and calculate the probability of one animal winning, but then they use a random number generator to determine the outcome, and sometimes the underdog, or shrew, is the victor.
And that presents particular challenges. How do we justify an unlikely outcome? Because this is nature. Unlikely things do happen. Like we found out a couple years ago, Duke can go out quite early in the tournament. And so that's where we get to deeper research to write these battle narratives.
And last night, the porcupine defeated the bush dog by attacking its face.
I had that one.
I had that in my bracket. You had that plus the points. And this fake fight was based on the account Hind had read about a real fight between a rodent and a canine.
Tonight, the most anticipated matchup will probably be anteater versus giant panda. Who's going to fight a giant panda? They're so cuddly. Come on. You can catch the action on Twitter by checking out @2016MMM. Let's go.